On Tuesday, November 9th, there's a very sensitive code activated, and it's also present in the stars, which of course is often the case. So 9 is of course a number of letting go, unconditional love, kindness, wise leadership, and tackling the ego. You know, 9 has a big head at the top, and the shadow side of this number is to be very egocentric. And of course, the positive expression of the number 9 is compassionate leadership. So it is a very heartfelt number. And then the whole date adds up to 16, which reduces to 7. And 16 is a number that is so sensitive in terms of listening to your intuition in order to guide you through any complicated situations or the unexpected. So the ability to listen closely for guidance is very, very important today. And then at the same time, letting go of emotional baggage or anything that needs to be forgiven, forgotten, right? So that you have the ability to tune into your heart. So your perception is so strong, and there's going to be these small gifts throughout the day that will come up that you will notice. For example, just the other day, I was walking into this larger grocery store to get a couple of items, and I was a little tired. And when I walked in, there was this guy pushing a cart, and at the top of the cart was this puppy in this beautiful puppy box. Just peering out, just looking up, and it was so gorgeous, so beautiful. It just lifted my heart. And so I just had a smile on my face throughout the rest of the day, especially in this major grocery store, which I only go to occasionally. And it was just the most beautiful gift. It was a split second, but it lasted, right? And so that's what you can look for, is moments where you get in almost into this sense of contemplation, and in doing so, you start noticing more and you start communing with your heart in terms of your environment. So this is a very powerful day in terms of your intuitive abilities and your inner life. And in the stars, the moon is conjunct Pluto. And again, here we have the heart, the moon, your expression, merged with Pluto, the planet of empowerment through intuition, through listening closely. And so connecting to your subtle feelings, letting go, purging, just like the number 9. It's exactly the same message. There's a lot of empowerment in the number 16 as well, and there's empowerment with Pluto. So underlying truths are revealed, and yeah, there can be a real transformation to the day today. And then on Wednesday, the 10th of November, we have the instant manifestation number 10, love and light, merged with the number 8. This is such a gorgeous code because of the energy emitted, the encouragement, the sense of prosperity, of anything goes, having this renewed focus on financial matters, attracting abundance, wealth, right? You have a prosperity consciousness, you have a manifestation consciousness. And it's just an incredibly enriching combination. So the forward momentum is felt really at a visceral level, and this instills tremendous inner confidence in you. So the seeds that you sow today are going to leave a long-term impact. It's like a fresh breeze. You feel invigorated. And this is confirmed too by some amazing transits in the stars. We actually have 3 of them. Mercury conjunct Mars, which also infuses you with the energy of Mars. You have great forward momentum. Your thoughts are rapid. And so you need to be patient and not communicate in an aggressive manner, but in a very confident way, right, without stepping on people's toes. And you can make wonderful breakthroughs in your whole mindset today, like breaking through, not connecting with the collective mindset, but really going into the high vibrational spiritual mindset. Then Mercury is also square to Saturn, which gives you tremendous concentration, and you can attend to projects that require intense mental work. So you can get a lot accomplished with this particular transit. At the same time, you want to rest today. So there is a paradox here where you have to balance the day, not like work the whole day. There is also a sense of taking deep breaths, of course. And then finally, we have Mars square Saturn as well. And so that can restrict your energy a little bit. You need to focus on your creativity. You need to focus on pending responsibilities. And there might be something you wanted to attend to and need to do these things first. You know, the responsibilities come first. So if you feel yourself getting a little bit frustrated or pushed to take a risk, it's just super important today to breathe deeply, calm yourself, get centered, and then proceed. And then we have 11/11. Every year, this beautiful day, this gateway opens up. And this year, it opens up into the number 9, a 9 universal date. And we, of course, just looked at the number 9 on the 9th of November. This is the number of wise leadership, compassion, unconditional love, very abundant number as well. And so the 11/11 portal is opening up into forgiveness, into wisdom, into compassion, into love. So take time to rest and listen and release and renew. Inspiration and intuition are on a high today. So allow your heart to listen and breathe and step through that 11/11 portal into the highest vibrational energy, right? This is very much a day of leadership and teaching and gratitude. So there's a sense of really becoming intimately connected to others and expressing yourself in a very romantic, loving way. Then we have Moon conjunct Jupiter on this day. That, of course, brings a lot of happiness, feeling good, you feel fortunate, you have gratitude and kindness and generosity in your soul, this just coming out, wanting to be shared with others. There's a calmness, there's a freedom, and an enjoyment about the bounty of life. And on Friday, we have the 12th of November adding up to a code of 10. So instant manifestation, love and light, merging with the number of the student, the number of learning, and the number that shows us not to be victimized. So this code carries momentum, it carries movement, it carries the ability to learn from being original. So getting great clarity and trusting your own original ideas. Also learning from people and subject matters that are filled with light and love to remind you of your delightful cosmic origins, which are basically reminding you every day that you are a divine being of light. And 10 is the number of love and light. So today you are learning again that this is what you are. This is what you're made of. So activate whatever intentions you have from that perspective. In the stars, we have Sun trine Neptune. Again, a beautiful expression of everything we just experienced in the numerology. This is a code of compassion, empathy, sensitivity. It is deeply connected spiritually to Source. That is Neptune, a spiritual planet. So your intuitive understanding increases exponentially. And Neptune also is a very abundant planet. And so the trine to the sun allows you to manifest your dreams in a beautiful way. And remember, the number 10, number of instant manifestation, is active today. So use this Friday to really, you know, accomplish what it is that you are already working on. And if service to others, hopefully, is part of what it is that you're working on in terms of your project or service, this is really the key, you know, is focusing on how you can serve others rather than serve yourself. So, and it's not that you won't be replenished. Of course, you naturally will, because that's how the universe works, right? So you are also super creative today with this trine to the sun. It's so beautiful. And then on the 13th of November, we have a magnificent intuitive day of double new beginnings inspired by divine downloads. The whole date adds up to 11, and 13 is the divine feminine number, number of transformation. So you want to be open to tremendous shifts in consciousness today. Be open to intimate connections. Expect swift, unexpected change. And there's a focus on your home, your business, your family. Even though it's a weekend, you have this energy coursing through you. Mercury is opposite Uranus, and 13 is connected to Uranus. 13 and Uranus are both connected to genius. So you're planting seeds of genius, and you're bringing those ingenious thoughts into a kind of balance today due to the opposition with Mercury. So there may be a kind of a nervous tension as you want to communicate and be connected to others. You might want to clear out energy. The pace of life is definitely quickened at this time. So make sure you cross all T's, dot all I's as you communicate with others. Both Mercury and Uranus govern connection and communication. So that extra electricity can create a kind of short-circuiting effect at times. So, you know, if you have appointments on this Saturday that are important, you might want to reschedule to another day. So be flexible and be open. And then on the 14th, on Sunday, we have a very movable code, a code of freedom and a code of happiness and joy and humor. So this Sunday, you want to entertain yourself through the arts, through words, music, writing, poetry, dance, and really focus on liberation and on exploration, right? It is one of those days where you are connecting with pleasure and at the same time learning as a result, because you're so relaxed, you're so happy that the ability to learn is enhanced tremendously. The moon is trine the sun, always a feel-good moment. You feel loving, affectionate. You are recognized for your gifts. You feel intimately connected to the divine. And then on Monday, the 15th of November, we have that spiritual alchemist merged with the number 13, the divine feminine, the number of transformation and empowerment. So this is a really powerful day as you express that energy of the divine feminine through love and joy. Because 15, the spiritual alchemy is created by uplifting others through joy and love. So it's a wonderful day for healing, courageous changes. You have a great attention on self-care, nurturing others. That will come full circle today. Family and business responsibilities are taken seriously as well. Love, security, integrity, empowerment, transformation, joy. These are all keywords for today. And it is a definite day for abundance, right? As long as you're going into the frequency with confidence, because it's always the frequency you want to tune into as you enhance your abundance, right? If you go into it with confidence and commitment, you are very much going to feel the surge of empowerment that aligns you with that abundance frequency. Now, in the stars, we have the sun square to Jupiter, which also brings a sense of healthy, happiness, strength, positive energy flow. As you express yourself with exuberance, you can reap a lot of rewards with this transit. And I'm happy it's a Monday, because when these really gorgeous abundance codes appear during the week, we can really use them for our projects and our careers. So express yourself with a lot of joy. Your optimism carries you through the day, carries you through any challenges that come up. You want to do things in moderation. Just be careful, because the square from Jupiter to the sun may make you feel like you're invincible. And yes, on one level you are, as a divine being of light. But when it comes to practical matter, of course, you do need to have a sense of respect for how things evolve on that level. So guard against overspending, for example, stay focused and disciplined. Venus square Chiron is happening today too, and that brings healing through beauty, healing through love, healing through compassion, opening you up to love more freely, and connecting to pleasure and beauty as your environment, you know, your surroundings, if they are beautiful and they are filled with items that, or even music and scents that remind you of abundance and plenty and healthy relationships, those will be reinforced. So definitely focus on, also with the number 15, 15th of November, on uplifting art, uplifting music, uplifting, you know, flowers and anything that allows you to luxuriate in the beauty of life.